thanks for watching and for connecting. This is the first webinar we are starting. I would like to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Puya Degani, the president of the Nasosano Association, which is a non-profit association based in Italy. We started our works and our non-profit action in 2015. And since that age, we build a connection through different companies, non-profit associations, and society and academics. This is the first webinar that we would like to start, and since we are based in Italy, it's our pleasure to have the president of the Italian Academy of Rhinology, which is Dr. Alberto Macchi from Varese. Dr. Alberto Macchi is very focused on one of the most interesting news, which is a part of rhinology, his interest in olfaction and nasal cytology lead him to reach in different papers and congresses, and also other activities which also involve the European Rhinologic Society and some of their availability and lectures. Alberto Macchi is going to talk today with us about one of the most interesting news, which is a part of the rhinology field. He's going to talk about the nasal cytology as a new tool for diagnostic, and also how the nasal cytology would lead us for not just diagnosis, but also treatment. I would like to introduce Alberto Macchi. Thank you, Alberto, for joining us for this first webinar of our association. Good morning.
Good morning, Puya. Thank you very much for the invitation. It's my pleasure to participate and to be the first of this webinar project. And I'm very happy that the Italian Academy of Rhinology have the possibility to demonstrate its activity and the possibility to speak about a new particular diagnostic tool like nasal cytology. The Italian Academy of Rhinology was born 7 years ago by an idea of Professor Paolo Castelnuovo. Professor Paolo Castelnuovo is my chief and is one of the most important, in my opinion, of the world rhinologists of the surgery of the nose and the school base. In particular, the aim of the Italian Academy is to increase the participation of our Academy of the young people, to do to the young people the possibility to understand, to learn, to participate to other congress and course, because in Italy many times the problem is the less presence of courses, and this is more important to permit to participate to the resident, to the new specialist, to improve capacity. Now, I also want to introduce our next Congress that will be in September of 2020 in Varese, and the particularity of the new Congress will be many news. A part of the Congress will be due in particularly for the video for the presentation. We want to introduce to the otorhinolaryngologist the the capacity of nasal cytology to immunotherapy to the biologics and many other avenues. So this is the most important thing that an academy can do in this particular kind. Now, if you're ready, I will begin my presentation.
Thank you.
I began?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Wait a moment. New tools for anti-specialists. This is the title. Nasal cytology is a new diagnostic tools. It's not a new kind of diagnosis because nasal cytology and the cytology is present also in the 50 years. For many times, cytology is not used to use for a diagnostic for the problem of the renal sinus and pathology. And the cytology in Italy began to have an important due to the idea of Matteo Gelardi that found an academic, and in particular the Italian Academy of Nasal Cytology, that is a branch of the Italian Academy of Rhinology. Also, another important thing, we have also a review, a journal in which you can see all our work on the cytology and on the rhinosinusitis problem. This is the web where you can find. In particular, in nasal cytology, what do? It study a part of the oral mucosa of the nose, in particular the pseudostratificated epithelium. The pseudostratificated epithelium inside the nose and the highway is similar in the nose, in the trachea, in the lung. And we are looking to study the modification, to study if there is some particular cell inside of this epithelium. In fact, this is a normal aspect of the epithelium. This is a particular cellular specimen that we made with cytology, and you can see the cell, the ciliated cell, the cilia, the nucleus. But in a normal epithelium, you can also see other kind of cells like this. Particularly, you can also see sometimes a neutrophil and eosinophil. If you see one of this kind of cell, it's not a pathology. It's only normal, but the big number of this cell can do a particular kind of pathology. But how to do these tools? Now, the cytology, first of all, I have to keep the specimen, and the specimen I keep with a particular device, simple. I bring some mucus on the mucosa. I put this mucus on the a vitrino, and then I colored this, and then I see the specimen on the microscope. This process, I need to do this process till 40 minutes. It's not a big time, but not a little time. But from to keep the specimen and to read, this is the time necessary to process, to color, and to see the specimen. This is what I need to do in nasal cytology. It's very simple. I also say that nasal cytology is economic, is simple to do, repeatable. In particular, what we need some part, and we use for this the column of the technologies Megrum Langimsa. We need some water, we need a nasal speculum and the probe to keep the mucosa, and some slide in where I put the cell. How to keep the specimen? The specimen I keep with, I say, this is a rhinoprobe in particular, as you see, a little spoon that can bring some cell from the nose. I use this this kind of specimen from children to adults. It's very simple, it's not invasive, it's not, there is no pain. You see in the detail two kind of device. Also, to keep the cell, I also to ask to the patients like this to put inside a film the mucus of the nose. Also, I can also use a washing and keep the washing and centrifugate the washing and then analyze the cell. Also, you can use a brushing, but in this kind of brushing is, in my opinion, is invasive. Sometimes you can provoke some epistasis, for example, and this is not useful to reduce the latrinum, the presence of the nasal cell. In the children, sometimes I use a little of cotton fioc, like a cotton, and I bring this on the specimen. I not like very much this kind of device. I prefer rhinoprobe. As I say, I use the rhinoprobe from the children to the old people. In particular, you can do this kind of exam from 1 day of the born to the end of the life. In particular, we have many studies in children at the born to analyze what is the characteristic of the nasal cytology. And this kind, many patients, we just see the presence, for example, of eosinophil or other kind of cell, like neutrophil or mast cell, probably keep from the mother. The scraping, as I say, is the best thing that you can do. Where I keep the specimen? In particular, I keep the specimen from the low part of the turbinate, the lower turbinate, in the central part of the turbinate, because this part is the part more with the more presence of cell. We are now doing some study also to keep the specimen from the middle turbinate, from the tuba, from the part of the tuba, and also from the osteometal complex. And we are now to analyze if there is some difference from this part of the nose. This is important also to analyze if the difference is present, or we are necessary not only to do one side of the specimen, but more than one, keep the cell from the nose. Then I had to prepare the specimen. I put the specimen on a slide. It's important to put the specimen in a part of the slide till 1 centimeter of the in the central part of the slide, because if you put the specimen in all the slide, it's more difficult to analyze when you have to study the kind of cell. In particular, this is I put the cell in the central part, as you see here, and the necessary is to have a quantity of cell to have 50 fields to analyze. It's important because we have standardized the analysis of the specimen on the slide. This is how you can see a specimen when I leave on the slide. In particular, the fixation of the specimen, we do the fixation with the exposure to air. I don't use any kind of fixation, chemical fixation in our activity. Then how to prepare? I have to meet to color the specimen. One is a rapid meet, and is this a kind of correlation? As you can see, it's only 30 seconds to complete the coloration of the specimen. But I prefer to do the classical Megrum-Nanghims. That is due to put the specimen, the slide, in the first, in the Megrum-Land pool for 3 minutes. Then Megrum-Land with a diluation 1:1:2 water, in particular demineralized water. It's important, the kind of water, because the water, and inside the water you can find the water keep from our our home, probably some residue of ferrous or other kind of precipitate. Then after 6 minutes, I put in water, in the mineralized water for 1 minute, and then for 30 minutes, I put inside the GIMS. The GIMS is a diluation of one part of GIMS and 10 parts of water. Then this kind, the time necessary is 40 minutes to analyze the slide. This is an example of what you can see in the slide. In particular, this is a normal specimen with normal cell, with normal slitty cell. You can see the cilia. You can see the supranuclear stria. It's important, the supranuclear stria, because the stria say me that the cell is vitality, the energy to the cell. In particular, I cannot see the stria in the viral infection or in bacterial infection. And the absence of stria can say me that there is some problem in the cell. After I finished to prepare the slide, I put some balsam, Canada balsam, and the another slide over one to protect the cell, and this kind of this slide is ready to be read. So then I read the specimen on a microscopy, an optical microscopy. I use a particular tools to put inside the analysis of the cell, and I conserve all the specimen in my archives. It's important because if necessary, you can bring again or you can control the specimen. Now, how to read the specimen? As I say, I use an optical microscope. In particular, I use three magnification. The first is 10 to see if the specimen is right. Then I can see with a 40 magnification, and in this kind I can just also see many, many cells. But it is important to see the cell at 100 magnification, so you can see. This is an example what you can see with 10 magnification. You can see the cell. It's difficult to understand what kind of cell, but I only say that the specimen is right. At 40, it's just a good magnification of the specimen, because you can also see many particularity of the cell, of the cilia cell. But if you analyze in the detail all the cell, 100 magnification is the best, because you can see more the cilia, you can see the nucleus, the supranuclear stria. It's better, this kind. As I say, how many area I had to read to have a diagnosis, and this in particular the Italian Academy of Nasal Sisoli decide to standardize this method, and it's necessary to see 50 microscopic files, in particular 25 in one both and 25 in the other booth. So why 50 fields? It's like a radiologist. A radiologist don't see only one image of a radiologic study, but the radiologist study every image of a radiologic, like TC, like MRI, or in every kind of radiologic study. So also, we analyze 50 fields. This is an example of the field. I see this field, and in this field, when I see a field, I sign in this tabella how is the quantity of the xenophil, mast cell, lymphocyte, bacteria, spore, ciliate cells. So at the end, I can give a diagnosis. Particularly, I see if I only see 1 to 5 xenophil, I say that the diagnosis is only plus one, but if the eosinophil is more 30, I can see that there is many eosinophil in my slide. And what kind of cell I can see in the specimen in the slide? Also of the nature of the normal cell of the ciliated epithelium, I can find eosinophil, and this I can see the eosinophil. The eosinophil is characterized by two nucleus, and the cytoplasm is of kind of color, is more red. Lymphocyte, big cell with a big nucleus. Macrophage, a mast cell. The mast cell is characterized by many degranulated grain inside the nucleus. Neutrophils. This is also, I can see bacteria. This is how I can see bacteria. I cannot say what kind of bacteria, but if I say in my slide many bacteria, it's also necessary to do another exam, in particular to do bacteriologic exam, and to do also antibiogram to understand what is the best kind of therapy I can do. This is another specimen. This is another slide of bacteria, or you can see also this kind of bacteria. This is bacteria inside of a cell. Many bacteria. Or you can also like this particular formation of bacteria, like Streptococcus, for example. This is another example. But also, I can find spores inside. In many patients, I find spores. We find often spores inside the specimen from children, because children hasn't sniffed the nose. So there is a condition to the spore to proliferate and also to give some ife. This is a mycosis. We can find this mycosis in particular kind of patients, immunodepressed patients, for example. We often find this kind of slide. This is a paint of how I can see with the microscope, for example, eosinophils, municipal cell, bacteria, eosinophils. It's a very amazing this kind of microscopic view, mycotic rhinitis. And in particular, this is the kind of diagnosis that I can do with nasal cytology. From the allergic rhinitis to bacteria to non-allergic eosinophil rhinitis or non-allergic eosinophil mast cell rhinitis like NARS or mast cell pathology or also normal specimen. This is how many of rhinitis I have, and in particular, the nasal cytology analyze the specific kind of rhinitis, like allergic, that is intermittent or persistent, like a new diagnosis of ARIA, but in particular non-allergic rhinitis, and this kind of rhinitis is called cellular rhinitis because it's characterized by the presence, for example, of neutrophil, eosinophil, mastocytis, eosinophil, and mastocytis. And in particular, this, the presence of kind of cell can give me the possibility to analyze it, to have a particular diagnosis. The diagnosis is very fundamental of our activity in the rhinosinusitis and the pathology of the nose, because the first therapy of the rhinosinusitis is a medical treatment. This is important because surgery is not the first treatment of rhinosinusitis. I use surgical treatment when the medical treatment is not useful, or when I find some anatomical alteration or some possibility that medical treatment cannot give me some therapy. The surgically, after surgically, is need always to do again medical treatment. So this is an important take-home message. The surgery is not the treatment of the nasal, of the cellular rhinitis, for example, but is not the first therapy, the gold standard of the therapy of rhinosinusitis.
Alberto,
another important.
I would like to stress more with this the last thing that you said. Recently, many people and many studies are focusing much more on diagnosis before treatment. How much would you like to stress our colleagues, not just the immunologist or the allergologist, but also the ENT, the rhinologist, how much would you like to suggest the use of the nasal cytology instead of just imaging and the first line treatment?
The diagnosis, as you say, it's very important. The diagnosis is not only nasal cytology. The diagnosis is a particular, there are some particular steps. First of all, the anamnesis of the patients is very important. Then the endoscopy. Endoscopy give me many information of the situation of the nose, of the characteristic of the nose, and in many patients is the only exam necessary. The radiological exam is after endoscopy. It's not the first line of diagnosis, but the second line, because radiology. I do the radiology when the therapy doesn't go well. But it's also important to understand if in the nose, under the airway, there is some problem of allergic. So the execution of allergic diagnosis like screen prick test or molecular analysis is very important, because before to do a nasal cytology, I need to say if the patient is allergic or not. Okay, this is very important. So nasal cytology is the first step of the diagnosis. But all of this, this step of diagnosis is very important because the therapy must be tailored on the patients. Like surgery, also the medical treatment.
Yes.
And this is the end point, the point that I want to stress to our colleague. First of all, better diagnosis to do a better medical or even surgical treatment. Okay?
Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you.
Another important thing that I want to do about nasal cytology is that with nasal cytology, I can also give a prognostic index of release, relapse of the pathology, because we have we can standard, we can also give some of the patients, in particular with this particular score that analyze first of all the cytologic presence of cell, but also the presence of, for example, sensibility to asthma allergy, or asthma and sensibility to asthma. And I give a number to the presence of that kind of characteristic, and the score can give me some information. In particular, if the score is lower than 3, probably the index of relapse is very, very low. But if the score is more than 7, this is very important to have a high risk of relapse. This is important not also for the anti-colleague, the anti, but also for the patients, because when a patient asks you how is the probability that rhinosinusitis can return or the relapse of my rhinosinusitis, it's important to give him some more information. This is a work that was published by Matteo Gelardi and other colleagues about the index of relapse, and you can read this on the Journal of Biological Regulation and Homeostatic Agents. This is in particular the clinical score, as you see before, it's a classification, and we have give some number to this kind of characteristic of the patient on the number cell. For example, if you see there is many eosinophilic mast cell, the index is very high. So I can give three kind of prognostic index, like low, medium, and high, based on the characteristic of the patients. Another thing that I can find with nasal cytology, it's also biofilm. Because with nasal cytology, it's possible to identify the biofilm, it's simple to do. And this is not the first thing that we find when we study nasal specimen, but we understand that this kind of imaging is biofilm after some years to study about slide of cytology. In particular, the characteristic of the biofilm is the color, is the channel color, and inside you can see this kind of blue color, that inside you can find some more bacteria or spores. And in particular, this is very important when you have a rhinosinusitis that the antibiotic cannot act, and you can give to the patients the necessary to do other kind of therapy, for example, to disrupt the biofilm with nasal wash or with N-acetylcysteine. This is the two main therapy that we use of biofilm. This, for example, kind of biofilm is a big magnification inside of which you can see the bacteria also inside the cell. It's called internal biofilm. Another characteristic, another particularity that I can see with nasal cytology, it's also to see the ciliary movement of the cell. In this particular analysis, it's important to see immediately our slide, because I had to see the slide with a particular kind of microscope, or also with optical microscope, and I can analyze how is the movement of the cell and how many times the movement is present. We consider normal if the movement is more 5 minutes, for example. And we consider normal if the movement is not, I don't remember the name, this is synchronized with other cell. For this, I want to see you a little movie about the nasal cell, and you can see the rhythm of the cell. You can see the music. The cell seem to play a bateria or some instrument, musical instrument. This movie is built by a fellow of Matteo during the master. You can see how the cell, you can see how the cilia is the beat of the cilia, the movement of the cilia. How intensive is, for example, this movement. This is important because the cilia movement is the first mechanism of defense of our body. In particular, many children have the absence of this movement, and this is the children that have many infection of the upper and lower airway, for example. It's very amusing that this movie. Okay, again, I want to take what the take-home message of this relation was in my presentation. Nasal cytology is fast and easy diagnostic tool, low-cost tool. In Italy, we spend to do this kind of tools less than €4 for the material that I have to use. It's easy to do. It's not invasive. It's simple to do, as I say, from children to adult. It's useful for a prognostic method for the index of relapse to understand if, for example, the therapy of the patient with the allergic patient is going well, if the therapy of the patient with rhinosinusitis, to analyze the kind of cell in particular patients. This is the important message that I want to take home. I hope all well for you. If there is some question about my presentation, I'm ready to answer to your question.
Thank you so much, Alberto, for your presentation, and especially for the kit that you're using, that you're suggesting for a correct step-by-step procedure. I would like to ask you a few questions. First of all, as previously asked, first of all, would you like to suggest to our rhinologists, to our ENT colleagues, to take in consideration during their examination at the hospital, at the office, this procedure? And how would you like to suggest the step-by-step procedure? Like, would you like to introduce yourself first and then start with the endoscopy, then do the nasal cytology? Or would you like to put a flow chart when you're in front of your patient? So this will allow you to have a much easier and faster diagnosis at the end of the whole examination. And this is the first question. Then I have a question from our colleague Ilse that is asking, what would be the main indications for nasal cytology?
Okay. Nasal cytology, as I say, is not the first time I do to my patients in the hospital or in my office. It's the tools that complete our diagnosis. I prefer, first of all, as I say, to speak to the patients to keep some information about his pathology, first of all, the anamnesis. Then I say, for me, endoscopy is the first tools necessary to understand more things. And I do the cytology if I know if the patient is an allergic or non-allergic. It's important. For example, if the patient doesn't have an analysis of allergic, is not useful to do cytology. Or even in allergic patients during the period of the allergic season. Because it's not necessary, I can find many eosinophils and not useful to have a diagnosis. But in a period not seasonal period, it's more better to do the nasal cytology. So it's the first line for me, the nasal cytology. Necessary, but not the first line. When and how kind of patients? I do nasal cytology in the patients that have negative, a patient that have the problem of nasal mucosa hypertrophic. Mm-hmm. I do nasal cytology before do a turbinoplastic or a surgery, because if I find cellular rhinitis, it's not useful to do a turbinoplastic, because the turbinoplastic cannot give me a better result. The first is to treat the patients, and then after the treatment of the patient with, for example, a non-allergic eosinophilic rhinitis, I can do the turbinoplastic, but I compensate the eosinophil. Okay? This is very, very important. This is patients. Also for the patient that I have to analyze the nasal motility, the ciliary motility, the patients is necessary, patients with no infection of the nose, for example, no treatment of the nose. It's important to do nasal cytology without the use of any kind of drugs like antihistaminics or steroid, because alterated the kind of cell. In fact, I said to the patient that in the 10 days before to do the exam, cannot use never inside the nose, but a hypertonic solution or decongestion kind of drugs, because can modify the cellular inside the nose. This is the indication of nasal cytology.
Great. I have also another question. What's the Italian Academy of Rhinology providing to the young colleagues and to the senior colleagues and to the international community for improve their skills? There's any kind of congresses and live examination or other lessons that should be available in the next 2019 and 2020 provided or under auspices of the Italian Academy of Rhinology?
One of the aim of the Italian Academy of Rhinology is to do some courses about not only cytology, but also about the exam necessary for our activity, like rhinomanometry, like olfactometry, like also endoscopy, because, for example, in Italy, not all the anti-specialists use the endoscope to do an exam to the patients. And in our clinic, in our school, we say that without endoscopy, it's not possible to do a better diagnosis to our patients. We also improve the collaboration with the international society. For example, 2 months ago, the ERS, European Rhinology Society, we approved the presence of the Italian Academy of Rhinology in the next Congress, and we would like to organize the Congress of a particular Congress of ERS next year, before probably of our Congress. And we have now a new collaboration, for example, for the and the specialist. I also have some collaboration with the Dresden University, because my particular friend is Thomas Hummel. He's one of the best, most famous specialists in smell problem. This is the activity of the Italian Academy. But also our journal, I wanted to sponsorize this journal. In particular, if you have some article or some communication or case report, we'll be happy to publish this your activity, for example. It's a young journal, and 2 years ago we found the journal. We are attended to be an impact factor, but as you say, it's necessary 4 or 5 years to have an impact factor.
Exactly.
But it's necessary many, many words to publish.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have another question from Matteo Di Bari. I guess it's an Italian colleague. And he's asking, how long does it take to do a complete nasal cytology examination?
The time to do a complete exam is 1 hour. In fact, in our activity, when I prefer to do in a day many specimen, many slides of cytology, and then I read the specimen, the slide in the afternoon or the next day. And because it's very complicated to do the analysis for each patient and say the result, the time is very long. If it's necessary to have an emergency, but in this kind there is no emergency, you can use a fast coloration. But the fast coloration give us not a very brilliant kind of cell, so I prefer the traditional method.
Perfect. Well, Alberto, would like to thank you. He's thanking you for your answer. Roberto, I would like to thank you so much for being with us. I would also like to congratulate you for the amazing efforts you're putting since your annunciation as the president of the Italian Academy of Rhinology, because of the advertisement and many newsletter you're putting, all the effort you're putting. I would like also to once again express how much is going on through the interaction between all our allergy and immunology colleagues, between the collaboration and the interaction between the ENT, the pneumologist, and the allergologist. And since that, all this cooperation lead us to a new perspective. I would like to congratulate you and to thank you for being with us for this first webinar. And I would like to announce the next webinar that is going to be the 15th of February, same 3 p.m. Rome time. The next speaker is going to be from Brescia, and Alberto Schreiber is going to talk about another different perspective, which is the surgical one. And I just would like to thank the Italian Academy of Rhinology for supporting us and our activities. So thank you again for bringing your participation for this webinar. And last but not least, I would like also to thank our scientific supports, which are the European Rhinologic Society juniors and the junior members of the IACI, plus the World Skull Base Foundation. just the last point, Alberto, I would like to thank you again for being with us, and I hope that you will be able for a next Congress in the next part of the 2019. Thank you again for watching this first webinar. Thank you, Alberto, and I hope to have you as soon as possible in the next webinar. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Thank you very much to everybody. Thank you very much, Puglio Degani. And this is the first, but I hope in the future to have many other collaboration with your association, ASUSAM. It's important to have a collaboration with other association. And the sponsor of the Italian Academy of Phrenology to Nasosano is the future. And not and why not to do many other things again without with them.